Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
And there's a new film out at the moment called The Disaster Artist, starring Dave Franco, who joins us on the line now. It is about The Room, which is the best, worst movie of all time. It was bad enough for another film to be made about it. And at the centre of it, a man who funded it with $6 million of his own money, a man who no one really knows much about, they don't know his age or where he's from, is Tommy Wiseau. We're speaking about him a little bit before, Dave. Have you ever met the man himself before?
Yeah, many times. He wasn't around during production of Disaster Artist just because when you read Greg Sestero's book about the making of The Room, he really talks about how Tommy was a tyrant on set. He was a dictator, and so we didn't necessarily want to invite that type of energy into our working environment. Mm. But he did come to set one day because it was in his contract that he had to be acting in one scene opposite my brother. So essentially, it was two Tommy Wiseaus acting opposite each other, which is as weird as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, he actually surprised us all. He ended up being very sweet and kind of shy in an endearing way. And I think he recognized that we were treating his story with respect. You know, we had no intention of making fun of him or The Room. And since our film has now been playing at festivals, he decided that he wanted to wait until we premiered the movie at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And so the first time he saw The Disaster Artist was with a crowd of 1,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And so it was essentially 1,000 people watching him watch his own life on screen. And so we were very nervous about what his reaction would be. We figured he would like it just because we make him very sympathetic in the film, but you just never know. During the screening, we were looking down the aisle and trying to gauge his response, but of course he was wearing his infamous sunglasses during the screening, and he was just kind of blank faced. So we didn't know what he thought, and so we finally got to talk to him backstage, and we asked him what he thought, and he said that he approved 99.9%.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can't argue with those odds.
Did he say what the extra 0.1% was that he didn't approve of?
He took my brother aside, and director to director, he said that James should look at the lighting at the beginning of our movie.
Okay, the lighting was a bit off. Such a Tommy Wiseau thing to say. And that it is good you didn't...
But also remember that he was wearing sunglasses through the screen. So
the light
was a little dark.
In a dark room. And I'm glad you didn't annoy a mysterious Eastern European man who can pull $6 million out of his pocket within a week.
Yeah, and we're talking a lot about your brother here as well, because this is one big family affair, this movie, because you've also got your wife in there as well, and you mentioned good friends with Seth Rogen. Did you ever think about getting Tom Franco in there?
So Tom Franco actually is in The Disaster Artist.
Where is he? The third Franco brother.
So it's an Easter egg. He does not speak in the movie, but do you remember? I don't want to give away any spoilers, but there's a scene later on in the movie where the two of us are filming a football throwing scene.
Yes, in the park.
And there's a new crew that is filming us. Tom is in, my brother Tom Franco is in that crew.
Amazing.
Oh, so good.
Dave, Tom, and James Franco all on the screen at the same time as it was always intended. We are currently speaking to Dave Franco on Triple J. And look, there's a great story that my friend told me once, Dave. He was over in the States in Hollywood having dinner next to you and your brother James. And he was telling me that he was trying to kind of eavesdrop, which I know is horrible, but he said that you guys were discussing a film, and this was some time ago now. Was it this film, or are there more James and Dave films in the process?
It's hard for me to say. We've probably discussed many films over the years, but what I can say is that we had such a great time making this movie that we have since started a production company together, and so we have a handful of new projects in different stages of development, and so hopefully those will come to fruition within the next year or two.
All right, yeah, and awesome. And the next time you're discussing some real secret stuff, maybe Maybe just at home.
I was going to say, I guess not ever go in public.
Yeah, was your heart pounding out of your chest when I started talking there?
Absolutely. Yeah, who knew what you were going to
say? Well, Dave Frankie, thank you so much for the time this morning. The Disaster Artist is out in cinemas here in Australia, November 30th. Dave, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.